Mr. President, you charged us with a mission of aggressive exploration in our oil space. In so doing, we had to make sure that we got the best companies to work in our waters. We found ExxonMobil as a partner to begin work in the Tano Basin. Mr. President, we couldn't have found a better partner. ExxonMobil is the largest listed oil company with deep pockets, financial strength, technical know-how, both in the equipment and person, and a commitment to local content or Ghanaian participation. They are working in deep waters, technically challenged, and it is to our good fortune that we found them as partners to work with. Mr. President, this morning we have signed an agreement, a petroleum agreement with ExxonMobil, and as soon as the local partner signs, we will go to Parliament for the necessary ratification before the PA becomes effective.
The President said governments will respect the terms of the agreement and asks Exxon to do same. He was hopeful that Parliament will approve the deal.
You to respect the terms of the agreement. On our side, too, we will respect the terms of the agreement. We are determined to work with you to make sure that the benefits of the investment that you're going to make in our country are the benefits of the people of Ghana. Ultimately, they are the beneficiaries of what you're going to be doing, that the people of Ghana enjoy in full the benefits of this agreement. For myself, I'm particularly happy about this occasion because I think that what you represent is something that will go towards enhancing the development of our own energy industry. All the people that you'll be working with are people who are, I'm sure you've discovered from the negotiations, very much at home in this industry. They have the necessary competence and integrity to be able to provide the service from the government side that you require, both the GNPC and the ministry, and the surrounding agencies of the government that are going to be involved in this transaction. But it's important that as soon as possible, and we hope that the Parliament is going to assist and act expeditiously. We have to go to the Parliament. That is what the laws of our country require, that we go to the Parliament for Parliament to confirm and approve the transaction that's set out in the agreement. I'm confident that having regard to the terms of the agreement, that Parliament will be able to do so and do so expeditiously. Because now the time is for work.
You heard President Akufo-Addo.
The head of GEDFAN.